Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mastering Claude A by Eslam Waba is a practical technology guide focused on helping readers use Anthropic Claude models more effectively in everyday and professional contexts. Rather than presenting itself as a theoretical study of artificial intelligence architecture, the book is positioned as a human-friendly manual for users who want clearer results from Claude through better prompting, workflow planning, and applied experimentation. Its subject belongs to the fast-growing category of AI productivity and prompt engineering guides, with particular attention to Claude as a conversational model suited to writing, coding support, analysis, planning, and business automation. The available information indicates that the book is intended for a mixed audience, including developers, business professionals, AI enthusiasts, and non-specialists who want practical guidance without excessive technical complexity. Its central purpose is to make Claude less opaque by showing that output quality depends not only on model capability, but also on user instructions, context design, task structure, and iterative refinement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a human-friendly approach to learning Claude without heavy technical prerequisites. One of the defining features of Mastering Claude AI is its positioning as an accessible guide rather than a specialist engineering reference. Well, this matters because many users approach advanced language models with either exaggerated expectations or unnecessary anxiety about technical complexity. The book appears to address this gap by framing Claude as a tool that can be learned through clear habits of interaction, asking precise questions, giving usable context, and evaluating outputs critically. This human-friendly emphasis is not merely a matter of simple language. It reflects a practical view of AI adoption in which the user does not need to understand every detail of model training, but does need to understand how conversational instructions shape results. In this respect, the book fits a category of AI manuals that translate model capability into repeatable user behavior. Its value lies in lowering the entry barrier while still treating Claude as a serious productivity system. By focusing on approachable explanation, it helps readers move from casual experimentation to more deliberate use, especially when they are trying to apply Claude to writing, coding assistance, planning, or business tasks. Secondly, prompt engineering as structured communication rather than magic wording, the book places prompt engineering at the center of effective Claude use. But its likely emphasis is practical rather than mystical. Good prompting is best understood as structured communication. The user defines the task, supplies relevant background, clarifies constraints, and specifies the desired form of the answer. This is important because Claude, like other large language models, responds to patterns of instruction and context rather than hidden intentions. A vague request can produce a plausible but unfocused response, while a well-structured request can guide the model toward analysis, formatting, comparison, rewriting, or step-by-step reasoning. Mastering Claude AI stands out in this area by treating prompts as part of a workflow, not as isolated tricks. The user learns to think about the relationship between input quality and output reliability. This includes breaking complex tasks into stages, revising instructions after seeing an initial response, and using Claude to refine drafts or plans through iteration. Such an approach is especially useful for readers who have used AI casually but have not yet developed consistent methods for obtaining dependable results across different tasks. Thirdly, using Claude to improve practical workflows in writing, coding, and business tasks. A major practical dimension of the book is its focus on using Claude inside real workflows rather than treating it as a novelty chatbot. The available description points to applications such as content generation, coding support, and business automation, which represent three common ways professionals test AI tools. In writing and content work, Claude can help with outlining, drafting, summarizing, editing, and adapting tone, but the user still has to supply purpose, audience, and quality standards. In coding contexts, Claude can assist with explaining code, generating examples, debugging possibilities, or translating requirements into implementation steps, although human review remains necessary. In business use, Claude can support repetitive knowledge tasks such as document preparation, process planning, meeting summaries, or customer communication drafts. The book is valuable because it connects model interaction to productivity design. A prompt is not the end of the process. It is one part of a sequence that includes input preparation, output review, revision, and integration into existing tools or decisions. This workflow orientation helps readers understand where Claude can save time and where human judgment still determines the final value. Fourthly, the importance of planning, context, and iteration for higher quality Claude outputs. The guide appears to emphasize that effective Claude use depends heavily on planning the interaction before expecting a polished answer. this principle is central to serious AI use because language models perform better when the task environment is clearly defined. Context helps Claude understand the reader, objective, constraints, and expected output. Planning helps the user decide whether a task should be handled in one prompt or divided into research, outline, drafting, critique, and revision stages. Iteration then turns a first response into a more useful result by allowing the user to correct assumptions, narrow the scope, change the format, or ask for deeper analysis. This cycle is a practical substitute for the unrealistic expectation that one short prompt should produce a final professional deliverable. Mastering Claude A is therefore aligned with a disciplined model of AI interaction: prepare the task, guide the model, inspect the answer, and refine. This theme is especially relevant for complex work, such as strategy documents, technical explanations, multi-part content, or business process automation, where output quality depends on repeated alignment between user intent and model response. Lastly, balancing Claude capability with user oversight and realistic expectations. A useful guide to Claude must address not only what the model can do, but also how users should manage its limitations. Mastering Claude I is best understood as a practical resource that encourages more effective use without implying that Claude replaces expertise. This balance is important because generative AI can produce fluent answers that still require verification, domain judgment, and contextual adjustment. Readers working with code, business documents, or public-facing content need to review outputs for accuracy, security, tone, and fitness for purpose. The book category in which this guide sits is strongest when it teaches users to treat AI as an assistant in a controlled process, rather than an autonomous authority. Claude can accelerate drafting, analysis, summarization, and ideation, but the responsibility for decisions remains with the user. This limitation does not reduce the value of the tool. It clarifies how to use it safely and productively, by emphasizing structured interaction and practical review. The book supports a more mature form of AI literacy, where productivity gains come from collaboration between human intention and model capability. In conclusion, Mastering Claude I is most suitable for readers who want to move beyond casual experimentation with Claude and develop a more systematic way of using it. Its likely audience includes professionals who write, analyze, code, plan, or manage information-heavy tasks, as well as beginners who want an approachable introduction to prompt engineering without deep technical theory. The practical benefit is clearer control over Claude outputs. Readers can learn to define tasks more precisely, supply better context, build iterative workflows, and apply AI assistance to real work rather than isolated demonstrations. The intellectual benefit is a more realistic understanding of how conversational AI performs. Claude is powerful, but its value depends on instruction design, review, and human judgment. Compared with broader AI books that discuss many tools at a surface level, this guide stands out by narrowing its focus to Anthropic Claude models and their practical use. Compared with highly technical AI texts, it appears more accessible and application-oriented. Its differentiation lies in that combination: a Claude-specific focus, a human-friendly style, and an emphasis on structured workflows for writing, coding, content generation, and business automation. Readers seeking advanced machine learning theory may need a different book, but users seeking practical Claude proficiency are the natural audience. If you would like to support Eslam Waba, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.